Well, you know, he wanted some, well, we gave him some pears, and he wanted to know what the name was, and he wanted pears. Oh, boy, we could grow pears here. So he bought the Seckel pear, he bought the Bartlett's, he bought the... But then we said, well, the Flemish Beauty is the best one, the ones that we had. Well, he wanted some good ones like that, so you don't see them advertised in those magazines or those catalogs, but he wrote to the company, and he got some, so...
But if you'd want a good pear, now like Eva Jacobs, your Mrs. Jacobs, they had some grafted ones, and I ate one. They were, oh, they were twice as big as ours, and long, and good flavor, and they didn't do anything with them. They didn't seem to care much about them.
Well, I'll tell
but
you.
But it was a really, I don't know if they
the
still have.
The thing is, with a pear too, never leave it ripen till it's yellow on the outside and that it falls. It's rotten on the inside then. Overripe on the inside. Mm. A pear should be picked that when you take it like this and you give it a quarter of a turn, that it loosens up the stem. And then it's green on the outside, but it's ripe on the inside already. And then it ripens on the outside, then you can control it just the way you want to. A week in warm weather, a week in a warm place, or 2 weeks in a cool place, and then it's just right. For texture, you see. You buy them in the stores. You know what it is, buying pears in the store. They're as green as a green apple, as a greening.
Yeah.
But then you keep them a while, they ripen.
Yeah.
But that's the secret of it. You a quarter of a turn, you see, a quarter of a twist. And if they loosen at the stem here, clean, then it's time to pick them.
Mm.
And you ripen them by placing them in a warm spot or a cool space, or a cool place. And if you, and then they get, till they get good eating, till they're ripe, see.
Did you ever have any grape vines or any berry trees on the farm?
No, we had a grapevine over here, a Concord.
Yeah, grapevine, but then there was one at the end of the garden over there on the fence.
Well, they grew on the fence at that
but
time.
That grew, that was from, you know, no care. We didn't give it any care.
Well, that Concord, we had nice.
Oh, yes, here, yes.
Where
but
was
that was
on the end of the summer kitchen?
What?
At the end of the summer kitchen?
Or no, it was a little further down. Well, where that asparagus bed was,
I
down
see.
From the asparagus
okay.
bed. Well, that's about the history, I guess, the way since before our time.
Oh, look at that car.
Yeah. This is something else. You see, that was all from around here, you see.
Oh.
Well, all
there must have been Indians around here.
Except this one. This one was.
Look at that.
Great. And I bet you if it came right down to it, maybe this one was made right on this farm here.
That's possible.
Yeah. See, there's a place up here. There's a place up here that it's all full of flakings, you know, those little chips that they take out, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And this year was in the chips there. So it was lost or so. This one here was, this one here was from on the side of the hill. Way up the hill over there, to the other road over there. Went when Zier Lamar had his leg broken there. When Zier Lamar had his leg broken, we went and helped Spitzers there.
You went and pick him
and,
up?
Had,
no, we went and helped him with the
they
carpet.
Had peas. They had peas
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I remember that.
They had peas there, and the first forkful of peas that I picked up, oh, darn, there was this arrowhead right under the peas there, so I picked it up. And, this year was broken. Now, this year, and you can see, it started off. But they did. So Indians didn't always finish their jobs, you see.
They had some bad ones, too.
Well, you see, it was started off, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to have been started off, but then it didn't work, or it must have been something wrong with it. Yeah.
Frank, we were wondering why there were no rock piles or rock fences on your land. When you were here, did you pick rocks every spring from the
fields?
Yes,
but you see, we'd put them...
You put them in the pond.
In the pond,
you?
There.
Oh, you drop them.
Yeah, we put them on the edge of the pond. We made a road.
Yeah, we made lots of.
Yes, we picked a lot of stones, but we'd use them, and then we. Yes. Where that tree is there too. That was the style in Belgium too. you had your barns there, and on this side there was a like a little pond there that was a manure pile and liquid manure, and sometimes there was, well, it was this deep, you know, that it was water in there, and I suppose years ago it was liquid manure and so on.
Well, in Belgium they always said they had the manure pile right in front of the house, huh?
Well, yes, it still
the
is.
The barn was holding to the house, and the manure pile was in front of the
places.
House.
Now, where yeah, we were in Belgium, we were at a house, and their yard and everything was nice and clean. And on the, they had the manure pile back of the barn like this, and right from here, I would say to this tree right out here, was the other people's house. Oh. And there was a road going right through there, and it was a narrow road that really two cars couldn't pass. But their manure pile was there, and these people's house was facing right out to that manure pile. They looked at it.
And they didn't mind that.
I don't think they minded it. And when we got there at these Belgian people, not that they were dirty, their house was nice and clean and neat, but they had the window upstairs open in. There was no, they don't have any screens or screen doors. And the window was open about this far in, and they must have just cleaned the barn or turned that manure over, because it was coming in there when we got upstairs at night, that nice fresh cow manure. And I said, oh, do we have to put up with this? And I shut the window and I left it open about this far, then it was okay. But they must have just, but their manure pile then was
they take the manure out with
house.
With a barn cleaner.
See it from the house because
it was a homemade deal, but it worked electric, you see. Mm-hmm. And they took that manure out and they just keep on dumping it. But once a week or so, they take the tractor and with the scoop and they pile it up. They pile it up higher out of the way. So they must have just done that when before we got there. So that's why the smell was so bad. But
about the stones, Frank, you used a lot to widen the driveway too, remember?
Yes, the driveway too, yes. We used a lot of them too, to widen the driveway and fill the pond there and the back of the barn.
Back of the barn.
Back of the barn, we used a lot of stone. Barnyard. And then along the pond there, along on that side of the pond.
We had our share of stones too.
Yeah, there were stones. There's plenty of stones around here. But not as much as further north.
No, further north.
Further north, there's more, much, much, much more stones.
Frank,
there they
drink your tea there as long as she pours it out for you. She's got sugar there if you want to put in.
It's probably cold right now.
I know he likes sugar in his tea most of the time.
Does this remind you of Commissioner Centennial seeing this?
Yes. This year when I found it right at the corner of the house here. There were two of them, but I forgot which one. Little bitty thing.
See the thing. Notice how this
see, some were broken off, I suppose, and so on.
But then on the edge, they get just little tiny flakes to make that sharp.
Well, you see, like about the only way they could have done that is just take a like this, you know, and all they could do, I mean, if you really go at it, how did they make that? They must have heated that and then say a drop of cold water on there, you know, heat and cold, eh? That'll chip it, eh? So that's how. There's a spot out there in the field where there was a whole mess of little chippings like that, you see.
Out here in this field here?
Yeah, a ways up there. And that's where I found this little one here, you see, in those chippings. So maybe that one was lost, you know, while working. So it must have been where they were making them, you see.
Mm-hmm. Did you say about the outhouse before?
Yeah, one here and one over there.
Mr. Aslos?
Same place where our septic.
Could you help us with this? This is to put the crops that were on your farm. If you pretend that one of these squares was 40 acres, could you divide up and tell us, you know, where you grew hay and where you grew corn and where there was a
woods? Oh, that, you change that every year.
Well, could you take a typical year, if you can remember, kind
just
of
one
how
year
you,
she yeah, said, Frank,
just
if
an
you
example,
remember.
An example of how you did it, about how you
well,
divided up
the fields.
Well,
this whole farm has been hoed with a hoe, no matter what part it is. We always had corn, and we'd hoe, Ma and I would hoe it every year. And there isn't one patch that wasn't hoed.
No, so there was always...
We always had the name, we had such clean corn. We had such nice corn. But we always hoed. I used to love to hoe corn.
She wants you to put, Frank, just about what you raised in 1 year and kind of mark it out. That's what she wants you to do.
Yeah, just
an
example. If you just, like, pretend that one of these squares is 40 acres.
One of those squares would be 40 acres.
It's pretty hard to tell.
Well, just kind of,
we usually had...
Just kind of an idea.
About 8 acres of corn?
5-6 acres of, about 6 acres of corn.
Well, just put... 5 then and mark the square.
Well, I'd say 5 acres of corn. To say the map, you know, well, you have to rotate your crop. You can't plant the same thing all the time.
You had one
Did you
year,
have certain fields that you marked off and you rotated that field had corn 1 year and it had alfalfa another year?
Yeah, but see, we had quite a bit of waste land with those pounds too, you know.
Maybe you can mark that in too.
So we had, say, 5 acres of corn, 5 acres of oats, 5 acres of
wheat or barley sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes we had wheat too. 5 acres of.
And pasture.
And you had to have, say, 5 acres of pasture.
Then how much land for the
then,
building?
And then for hay, maybe 10 acres of hay. Wait, that would make 10, 15, 20.
30.
10. 20,
well, there 30. There was at least 5 acres for the
house. We only had about 35 acres of working land here because the buildings here took some, the pond took some too, and the gardens, you know, and the yard. So there would be 5 acres more.
Yeah, so maybe if you could pretend that this line was the highway, you could sketch on there, you know, that here was where the houses and the buildings were, and maybe you grew alfalfa. An example, maybe 1 year, if you can remember a specific year or something that you grew alfalfa here.
Well,
and something like that.
We take the corner one here and...
Okay.
But this year maybe 5 acres of corn, in the corner there. And this year, it could have been 10 acres of oats too, maybe, running along here, maybe. 10 acres of oats, and then over there maybe hay, maybe all the way through here, maybe 15, 30. Or maybe 5 acres.
You have to make your fields bigger, though, Frank, because otherwise you're not going to cover your whole square.
5 acres of oats here, and 10 acres of 10 acres of hay.
Would that be alfalfa then, or clover?
Mixed. We had alfalfa and clover mixed usually.
Mm-hmm. Timothy.
Timothy, horses you had to have timothy, and then. That's 20 acres.
Pasture.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Pasture, and that might have been 7 acres, and oats and corn and hay and pasture.
Wheat.
A little bit of
Sometimes
wheat.
Sometimes you had quite a bit of wheat.
Yeah.
But corn, I think we could. Sometimes you could have more than 5 acres too.
It seemed more when you had a whole land.
No, not that part. I didn't mind it, but we usually had more than to fill the silo. Remember, we had to make piles several years.
Oh, 10 acres of hay.
I think hay, though, more than 10 acres. We had
maybe we had another
acres.
5 acres over here of hay.
Yeah. But make sure you don't come up with more than 40 acres.
But then there was a yard here and the pond.
And the buildings.
And the buildings.
That's the driveway.
And then that ditch took it out too.
Yeah, you got 32 already.
Yeah, it's only 8 acres left.
So I don't know, 20, 27, 32. Well,
about all you got.
That's about all. The only thing is, you know, it might have been shaped a little different than that, but or maybe this year would have come down a little more. But then the pond was like you might say over here, you see, and then there was another pond over here, and there was another one over here. Of course, these were filled in, but then there was that ditch that ran all the way down to over here, you see. So,
Barb, you see the way the ponds were separated out?
What?
I was trying to show Barb where these ponds. This is what's still here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there were two others up in
two
here.
Two others there over here.
That are
here.
Filled
yeah.
in now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's filled in.
I didn't realize about these two.
Remember when we made that ditch to go in the woods there, when the horse was standing in that ditch, you couldn't, it was even, his back was even with the,
well,
the,
yeah.
the ground. That ditch was deep.
It was a rather hard work. Hard on the horse, anyway.
Well, I guess that's all we wanted for that. Thanks. That's nice.
So then this would be north then, the way you do that?
I think that...
Oh, yeah, north, yeah, more like here. This. Yeah, this would be north, yeah. West, east, west, east.
Yeah. Okay.
Something of that order. See, you had to change every now and then you can't have corn in the same place all the time. You got to change that around, you know. And,
now, how long, when did you last live here? What year was that?
Well, I left here 10 years ago, last February.
So it was in 1966.
I was 57 when I got married.
I see.
And she lived straight across there. You can see the house from here.
I lived straight across here for 10 years. The
white
house that you see way down.
Do you still live there now?
Mile
you live there now?
No. See, my husband died last April. And so now I've moved in with his nephew. I live upstairs. I'm 54. Norman Peters. It's a gray barn. Oh, he's got
a mile.
Right.
Just
close
about
to
a mile beyond New Franken. A mile west of New Franken.
That she told me Peters that you bought here. Otherwise, I didn't know. She says,
yes.
Your farm is sold again.
Yes.
And I says, yeah. To who then? Well, she says, it's a wise, a good friend of ours.
Lucy is such a nice person.
What?
Mrs. Klug is such a nice person. We really like her.
Oh, is she ever nice? Is she ever friendly? I've never met her husband, but she was at our place with her two children, the boy and the girl.
I suppose we can turn this thing off. I was going to let it run out.